Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
So I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. But the big black horse said, look this way. He said, hell and day, will you marry me?
I love this song. I don't know about you, Forrest.
That's a good one.
But I said, no,
I knew it. I didn't know I knew it, but I knew the song.
Yeah.
I couldn't have told you the name of the artist of the song, but I know
yeah.
It's a good one.
Katie Thompson, great, great. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome in, of course, happy Saturday to all of you. In the room, it's truly a sausage fest. It's just me and Forrest right now. But that's only for right now, though. The girls are here. Don't worry, guys. The girls are here, but they're being sent out to a special place, and you'll find out why in just a little bit. And by the way, this is your Weekly Dose podcast.
Dude Ranch, we thanks for joining us today as we are streaming live to you from Orange County, California. If you're new to Your Weekly Dose, this program is about having fun. We recap our past week experiences and enlighten your day with laughter.
You haven't been getting anything? Okay. We'll figure it out. Let's see, through laughing. Yes, that's right, my friend. Reading the script here. Laughing at all the things we experience in everyday life, the embarrassments, the silly things, the awkward things, even the things that we're afraid to talk about, but we still do.
The things that connect us all and make us human. As they say, laughter is the best medicine.
Yep, they do. And, of course, to all of our listeners, old and new, we always love it when you guys are a part of the show and join the conversation. You can do that several ways. Comment on each of our episodes on our website at yourweeklydose.com.
Well, maybe you've heard of Twitter or Instagram. You can find us there at yourweeklydose1.
And if you want to send us, no. That's you. That's me. That's you. Say hello to us. Hi.
Where?
I'm running the board at the same time. Welcome, everybody. Say hello to us on Facebook at Your Weekly Dose.
I've heard of Facebook. And, of course, if you only email us, yourweeklydose1 at gmail.com.
Absolutely. As you can tell, Casey's not here either because she and Nia are out running around because we're going to be doing something special. So I'm running the board, and surprise, things are getting screwed up. Hello, hello, hello. But we do have a very special show for you guys today. It is I Love Horses Day. And, of course, we are sending Nia out somewhere special. Topics we got, we're going to could have, should haves in our lives. Best and worst summer jobs we've ever had. Things that make you go, and, of course, we got a pocket-sized cinema. And we might even get to a what's news. And, of course, we got the game later on. So that's about it.
Hey, you can always download past shows for free from our website, yourweeklydose.com, and or through iTunes, iHeartRadio, or Spotify. Just search for Your Weekly Dose. But please, please, please tell the world what you think of us, so rate and review the show.
Absolutely, that's so important for us. And, of course, today's theme song is Black Horse and Cherry Tree by Katie Tunsil. And we're going to have a little bit of a contest a little bit later on too, for you guys. And we'll explain that coming up here in a little bit. But in the meantime, we're going to enjoy the song just one more time. Yeah. Spinning that vinyl there for you. It's actually an MP3, but that's what we just say. But we got a very cool show for you guys. And again, guys, don't forget, too, that any of the music that we play here on our show, you can always purchase it from our main sponsor, which is Amazon. All you have to do is go to our website, yourweeklydose.com. Click on the Amazon banner and bookmark and shop to your heart's delight. And because that's what we do here on the show. Matter of fact, my mom just got a new phone. Mm-hmm. She got we got her a iPhone 12 mini.
Nice.
So she upgraded.
So a mini's the smaller version.
A smaller version, kind of like the SEs, you know,
okay.
Whatever. Yeah, so that size. And so now I need to get my mom a new cover for her, you know,
okay,
the protective
yeah.
You know, casing for it. and also get her a charger for her car.
Wow.
So for it, and because now they have the new plugs now.
Yeah.
So we have to get those, and we're gonna use Amazon, damn it, and send it to her house. So
nice.
That way it's there.
Nice.
So because that's what we do here on this show is use Amazon, even getting music like Black Horse and Cherry Tree by Katie Tunsell.
Good on you. My mom is so resistant to technology. She won't want to mess with the remotes, the TV, the computer, phone, none of that. She doesn't want any part of it. So
really?
Like, if it takes any more than one step, you know, if I'm like, first you do, she cuts me off. Nope, don't want any part of that. If it, like changing the TV over to the input to the DVD or to stream on a Fire Stick or something.
My mom is somewhat, I don't want to say savvy per se, but she is a little bit more in tune, I think,
yeah,
with certain things, but still gets lost on, well, what's that? What does that do? You know? And then what I get a kick out of, and I love my mom dearly, is you explain to her, well, it does this.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. Okay, I don't know.
Right.
Why'd you let me explain it to you if you're not going to use
right.
it? You know.
Yeah.
But
they're over it.
Yeah. So they're like, okay, whatever. Right. I don't understand it.
Right.
And so it's like, that's why I always like to use gestures with my mom.
Uh-huh.
You know, like we're talking about transferring all the information from one phone to the other.
Uh-huh.
So we did it through the cloud, the iCloud. You know, so we had to back up the phone.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, what does that mean? I said, well, they send it to the cloud up there. See that little cloud that's going by mom? Yeah. They send it to that cloud.
That's where it is.
And then it's stored there for a little while.
Right.
And then we're going to use the new phone and retrieve it back and get it back from that cloud.
But now if it's a clear day, she'll panic that all her data has been lost.
No. Only if we're going to back it up again.
Oh,
see,
okay.
All the information is now on the new phone,
oh,
so
okay.
We're okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Where's my data?
Yeah, where did it go away? So, but no, I love my mom dearly, man. She's awesome. And but she's like on our plan too and everything now. Mm. So, because damn T-Mobile, man, they were charging her like $50-some.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now that she's with us, she's saving like $20-some-odd, you know, a month or whatever for
okay.
So we're going, yeah, come on over, mommy.
Nice.
Join AT&T. I don't
right.
care what other people say.
Nice.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Same here.
So, yeah, and it makes it easier for her, too.
Okay.
Yeah, overall. So she got a new phone because she had an iPhone 5C.
Uh-huh.
And they were about ready to shut down on the 3G and the 4G on that phone. So she can only use just the Wi-Fi on it, and that's
geez.
It. So
they kind of force you to upgrade or get with it.
Yeah. It's a little bit of a force, but it's understandable because the phone is outdated.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that really pissed us off, though, is that my mom pays her bill at the end of the month.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is, they kept sending her notices about, hey, you need to upgrade, you need to upgrade, you need to upgrade. Of course, she was worried about the phone getting turned off. I'm like, oh, they're probably not going to do it right away, you know. But we had to wait until after the 10th because that's when we pay our bill to make changes. You know, we want to make sure our balance was zero before any changes were done. So we did all that. And so we did actually everything over the phone, which was, I think, much easier, you know. Because we were going to go, we actually went into an AT&T store and it started to get a little confusing. And they weren't offering some of the things that if I called in, I would have gotten.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, like, they waived the, we call it the activation fee. So they, like, saved us $30 there.
Okay.
You know, and everything. And so they wouldn't have waived it had we gone to the store.
Interesting.
So, yeah. So it was little things like that. And the guy, Ruben, thank you, Ruben, at AT&T, was very, very helpful. And then helped us also get, talk to T-Mobile to transfer everything over. But T-Mobile pissed my mom off because they suspended her account because she didn't pay yet. Well, the bill's not due to the end of the month, dumbass. So it's like, why are you suspending her account
right.
when the bill is not even due?
What's T-Mobile's problem?
You know, and they're just being assholes.
Oh!
You know, about the whole thing.
Right.
And so, luckily, AT&T was able to contact a representative of T-Mobile, and then they're trying to make us do certain things or whatever. My mom's an elderly lady.
Yeah.
Okay? She's not, I mean, yes, she's somewhat computer savvy, but you know, again, the distance or whatever is starting to get a little bit wider. She doesn't hardly use email anymore.
Yeah.
You know, her and I, like, if she wants to send me something, it's mainly on Facebook through Messenger or whatever. Mm-hmm. So we'll do that. But then, other than that, she doesn't need anything else, you know? And they go, well, you have to do an email. Well, we need this. Well, we need that. And I'm like, dude, all we need is a transfer PIN number.
Yeah.
You can't issue one?
Right.
Really? You know, so they suspended her account, and then they won't issue us. So I kind of had it out with them or whatever. And then they said, well, sir, if you do this, we can actually get it. Why in the hell did you tell me that in the first place?
Yeah, why don't you lead with that?
Yeah.
Not make you jump through hoops to...
Look, we're leaving your company because at this moment in time. You pissed off my mom, which you really don't want to do.
No.
You know, you don't piss off a Latina lady, I'll tell you that right now. You know, and so it was just like, screw it. And everybody at AT&T was wonderful.
Good.
So we appreciate
it. Good,
so,
good.
And then we went to the store yesterday so she can get everything transferred properly. And then also, they could explain everything on the new phone on how it works. I don't know. I mean, I'm still using a 6 and a 7 Plus. Mm-hmm. So, and, you know, it's a different screen. It's this and that. There's no home button, anything. So that way they could explain it to her.
Got it.
So we did that yesterday, which was good. It was great. And then we had lunch together, which was really nice.
Nice, nice, nice.
So, and that was, I guess, catching up.
All caught up.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess I should play the theme a little bit, you know, here. So let me do it. Let me at least do it for you. Okay, that's
there
enough.
There we go.
All right. So how was your week, partner?
Good, good, good. I wrapped up that Alien movie. The one
with the cowboys?
The one with the cowboys and henchmen and aliens without a permit. So we were out.
I love it without a permit.
This was a night shoot, so we set up a little light and got it out as quick as possible.
Please, please tell me it was a flashlight.
No. No.
Okay.
No, we had an actual... This is a very, very well-trained person making this film. We just didn't bother with permits. So, yeah. It was fun to do and a little bit...
And for the record, we were in the city of San Francisco.
Yeah, we were nowhere near this area at all.
Yeah.
And now on to the new projects. Directing some short plays here that I'll... probably plug at the end of the show today.
Nice.
Yeah, so we're going to have some live performances again, which is, as you're doing with music. Like,
yeah,
fun to get out there again.
Real quick, had a couple of performances this week. It was really great. After the show last week with Swampy and the AWOW event, that night I played over at Dirty Nelly's, and it was an Irish bar down in Costa Mesa. Not Long Beach.
Good to know. Don't mix up your venues.
Yeah, exactly. And then I played back at Mamba's doing my original stuff in Huntington Beach. So, and then tonight I've got a little bit of somewhat of an event with my mom with her firm. And sometimes there's a band that comes in, and if it's the same band or whatever, sometimes I'll be able to jump on stage with them. And,
oh, nice.
Well, yeah, because they're friends. So it just depends, but. How did you enjoy last week, man? Because this was like your first, I mean, outside of the Strawberry Festival.
Yes.
This was like your first big event and meeting Swampy.
Meeting Swampy, meeting a lot of cool people.
Yeah.
He's great. Swampy's an awesome person and the owner of Wahoo's Tacos.
Wayne. Wayne was, love Wayne.
Met some really cool people. Great event. Great purpose that Walk on Water does. And, I just had a blast. Yeah, we all did.
I'm glad, man.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
And, of course, you brought the family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which was great to meet your wife, Jennifer, and the kids.
Yeah, yeah. It was a fun time. They had a great time. Beautiful day.
I heard you couldn't get the last one out of the water.
Yeah. We thought we lost
the
one for a little while there. Yeah.
See, at that point, I was just going, well, okay. Whatever. You know, we lost one. We lost one. That's all right. It happens.
We still have
one. It's nature. The circle of life.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it gets a little... it's concerning sometimes. You look out in the ocean, you don't see your son, and you're like, well, where is he? You know? And
then, what's in that shark's mouth?
Yeah. But he was okay. He, you know, it's probably more of a test for me to just let go and let him, you know, get out there and not be a...
Well, how old are the boys?
13 and 15. So
okay. So a little bit, you're right behind Roman.
Yeah.
So I know those things. I mean, it's tough because, I mean, as a fellow father, you know, it's... There's certain stages I've always said that in a father's life that you go through. And it's like, you know, when the kids are first born, you can't do anything with the kids.
Yeah.
It's all about mom the first, I think, year and a half, 2 years, yeah. really. You know, they want mom. They don't want dad. And if they want dad, it's for a brief moment, then they go to mom.
Right.
You know, from, I think, 3 years on, that's, I think, where you get to be more of a father. Mm-hmm. You get to down with them, play Hot Wheels or whatever, what have you. Then, you know, 5 or 6, maybe it's action figures or something, you know, G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip or Star yeah. Wars, whatever. And then as they go through school, it's the same thing. You know, whether it's being teased or being bullied, you kind of go through those mm-hmm. motions. And hopefully that doesn't happen, you know, because I know a lot of schools don't tolerate that. But you kind of go through those motions
right.
of elementary school and middle school. And then, mm-hmm. you know, and then you'll get this pretty soon, too. Or you already are, to a degree. But now that they're in high school.
Right.
It's a totally different thing.
Sure.
You know, and, like, I enjoyed my high school years.
Yeah, me too.
So I had a blast, you know, and I was hoping that Roman would have the same experiences. But that son of a bitch, COVID, you know, it killed a year and a half for
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
So it was a little tough. So it's now trying to play catch up.
Yeah, I think it's changed the way that I'm a lot more open to just saying yes to things because he did have a year and a half of not being able to do certain things. So it's like, oh, you want to go here? Sure, let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to do this? Okay, yeah. Yeah, let's make that happen.
That's one thing I've always done also, too, as a father. I've never said no to my son as far as, hey, Dad, you want to do this? Whatever.
Right.
You know, I've never said no.
Yeah.
I've always, if I'm busy doing something, it's always, give me a moment, let me finish this up,
and
give me 15 or 20 minutes, yeah. keep an eye on the clock, come and grab me again, and we'll do it.
Yeah.
You know, I've never said no to him.
Yeah, yeah, because you don't know when that chance is over with, you know, like when
Yeah, because they do grow up quick, man.
Yeah, 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 and I remember when I was at a certain point a teen, I didn't want anything to do with my parents. It was like, no, I want to go out with my friends, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
so I'm always thinking, like, that's going to happen at some point. And
you got to prepare yourself for
yeah,
that. They don't
yeah.
want to be with mom and dad,
no,
you know, because
yeah.
mom and dad don't understand.
Right.
You know, and you know, and to a degree, we don't because we forgot what it's like to be a teenager.
Yeah.
You know, we may have certain memories.
Yeah.
But what they say is that it's not the memory that you're thinking about. It's the last time you remembered that memory.
I don't think I understood that.
So, okay, let's say you had a memory when you were 15 years old, right? Okay, and it was a certain incident. Let's say you got in a fight.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, when you recall that fight in your mind,
yeah.
it's not going back to when you were 15. It was the last time you remembered the fight. So let's say you have the memory,
uh-huh.
and then you had the memory of the fight, let's say, when you were 22,
uh-huh.
and you were recalling it. But then you have it again when you're, let's say, 32. So, and then all of a sudden now you're bringing it up again and you're 42. So the last time you actually are remembering is the last time you brought it up, which is when you were 42, not the actual memory itself.
So like when you do a save as on your computer, it's like you're it's like a is it diluting it or like?
Not necessarily diluting, but it's just the last time you remember
gotcha.
that memory.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah. So, you know, so that's why we lose those feelings
uh-huh.
a little bit. You know, we think we know. It's like, well, I remember being this way or that way or whatever, you know,
uh-huh.
or being ashamed of this. But do you really recall what those feelings were actually like? And you don't.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, so you could even I mean, I suppose it's possible to distort the memory, like to remember it from a different angle or to...
Oh, yeah.
With your perspective now, you look at it differently than...
Yeah, because, like, I remember when I went out with Christina Applegate, you know, and we rode on the roller coaster at Knott's Berry Farm, you know, I remember kissing her. That really didn't happen. That was my memory of it that I wanted to. But we just shook hands and said goodbye, you know. And that was it, you know.
This is breaking news right here.
You know. Yeah. But true story, though, I actually got
oh,
to write.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, really. Years ago, Knott's Berry Farm had a corkscrew roller coaster.
Uh-huh.
And so it was a very, very short. I mean, you went up. You went down,
mm-hmm.
you went through the corkscrew, you came back into the station. That was pretty much
yeah.
it, you know. And so it was 1989, I was 19 years old. And in fact, I just found the button yesterday in the garage. Uh-huh. And the Knott family decided to throw a party because in California law says when a roller coaster is a certain age, either you have to tear it down and rebuild it
mm-hmm.
or you have to sell it, one yeah, of the yeah, two. Yeah. So they decided to sell it and bring in a new roller coaster. So they shut down the park for the night. all the employees got to ride the roller coaster for one last time.
Nice.
And it was called Twisting the Night Away. And a couple of celebrities came in, including Christina Applegate. And I got to ride the roller coaster three times in a row with Christina Applegate and Marion Knott at the time. And Marion was the one that was like, let's go again. Let's go again.
Yeah.
Damn, lady, come on. You know?
Yeah, just, last ride.
I said, we just did it twice in a row. I don't know if I can take it one more time. The old woman's kicking my ass here. So, but it was the three of us, and it's like we got to sit in the same car.
Kelly Bundy.
Yeah. And the show was very popular at the time, too.
She was the hottest thing.
She was very good looking in person, too. So, but like I said, my memory is I kissed her, but in reality, we just shook hands.
You can keep that memory. I mean,
it's a great memory for me.
Who can?
More of a fantasy than a memory, but
who can contradict it? No one can say otherwise. It happened.
But going back to the AWOL, man, I'm so glad that you and the family came out. I'm so glad that you guys had a great time and everything.
Yeah.
You know,
we look forward to that again.
Oh, I know, every year. And for those of you who didn't get the chance to listen to the show last week, you know, Swabby's got some other cool things coming up. I think Hey AJ is the name of the cartoon or the animation series that is going to be coming out with Disney.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be really good. And he's got a new facility and everything. And I can't wait to take you to that thing last Friday.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, I got to show you pictures of some of the other events that we've done. It's going to be so cool. I can't wait to take you guys out.
Yeah.
So, but it's all good, you know, and let's see. Should we find out where the girls are at? Or?
Yeah. See, check in on the.
Okay. Let's see here. Let's see.
In the field.
Let me, I'm going to text, see if I can text Caitlin. And just tell her to go call in right now.
Okay. And they'll tell us where they're at, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, real quick, though, we wanted to give away a T-shirt here for last week, basically. And so if you can email us, the first person to email us correctly.
And our email is?
yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is the connection between today's theme song, which is sung by Katie Tunsil, and our guest last week, which was Jeff Swampy Marsh? So if you can tell us that correct answer, what is the connection between Katie Tunsil and Jeff Swampy Marsh, you guys will get a free Your Weekly Dose T-shirt that we will send out to you guys. So email it again to yourweeklydose1@gmail.com, and hopefully we'll check on that and find out who the winner is.
Nice.
So, all right, let's see where the girls are at. I love this. Okay, I just wanted to call in. She hasn't called in yet, so. Anyway, all right, so what we got? Well, okay, you know what? We'll kill a little bit of time here in the meantime. Summer jobs.
My first summer job was in high school at a friend's parents. They worked at a credit union, and I was just like a mail boy. I just got up in the morning, worked like 7 a.m. to 5, like a crazy schedule.
What'd you do?
Just delivered mail to the different offices. When that was done, I did something with checks. Like when you send a check.
Like cashed them?
Not so lucky.
Okay.
No, just a bunch of paper, pushing paper around. You know, like wherever you deposit at the credit union or bank, what they do with the checks from there was what I would do. I would send them through some machine and then they would get filed somewhere. And I just did that 40 hours a week. And I made good money for a high schooler. I made something like $8 an hour at the time, which was like
that wasn't bad.
That was pretty good for a high school job, because I think then from there I got a minimum wage job at like $4.25.
I remember having minimum wage like that.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, this sucks, you know. So that was just a summer job working at a bank.
What was your best summer job though?
Oh, that's a, you know, I worked one summer at a camp. It was like an arts camp, and it was sort of like living that, you know, meatballs life, like summer camp, wet hot American summer kind of. There was the counselors, the CITs, the junior CIT, all the different class of people, and I was a counselor out in Connecticut at this arts camp, and it was just fun. It was just, you know, every day it didn't feel like work if you're going to a concert and then your people are putting on a show and you go down to the lake and you have water sports and you know, summer camp was a pretty cool job for didn't pay much, but it was a fun job.
I can imagine. Yeah. I'm sure you had a couple of romances.
Had a couple. had some fun time.
Jennifer, don't listen right now.
It was all good. Yeah, it was a good time. Mm-hmm. And then everybody was from around the world too. So you met people from France and England and Germany and they were just coming to be in America for a summer.
For a summer.
Yeah. Right. So you got to meet a lot of cool people. It was fun.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I never got a chance to do that.
What sort of summer stuff did you do?
Well, let's see. I remember one job I had. I worked at a restaurant. I was a host, and they kind of knew me. So they, growing up and everything. And I had to do it for a certain volunteer hours kind of thing, too. So I did that. So I worked at the restaurant as you know, a host seater, greeter kind of a thing. And then one summer I worked at a pet store for about 3 weeks. Got fired from that job. So
is that a story? Or
well, no, the guy was basically an ass because he changed the schedule. Like the day, like I worked... And I'm supposed to have, like, the next day off. And he changed the schedule after I left. And then calls me and says, well, where are you at? I'm like, well, it's my day off. He says, no, it's not. I changed the schedule. I'm like, you're supposed to check the schedule. I'm like, dude, I left at 9 o'clock last night.
Yeah.
You know, you got to notify me 24 hours that you changed my schedule.
Yeah.
Not the other way around. Well, if you can't read the schedule, whatever, we're going to have to let you go. Okay.
Yeah.
See you later, dude.
No problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
oh, jeez.
And the only reason why I liked that job or whatever for those 3 weeks was there was like two really cute girls that worked in the pet store. So,
girls and animals.
Oh, boy. Yeah. The only thing that bothered me is like they were really into snakes. So I'm like, no, I'll stick with the puppies and the fish.
Yeah. Snakes. You know. Is that a red flag, maybe?
For me, it was. Yeah. You know, I'm like, I don't know, but, you know, I'm not that hip.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then my next summer job, I worked at Knott's Berry Farm.
And there you, then that led to...
the beginning of the end, yeah. Brother. The beginning of the end. Yeah. No, I did something there called... what they call the Walking Puppet Theater, and I was the last person to do it. Mm. And it was this canopy kind of a thing that was strapped to my back. I'm inside the canopy, and then there's an open end of part of it to where the puppet sat. So there's this what they call a scrim. It's like a black piece of cloth that works like a two-way mirror kind of a thing. And so the puppet's on one side, I'm on the other, and I'm operating the puppet with one hand. And then my right hand... Excuse me, was also the puppet's hand as well. So I would wave at the kids and talk and what have you. So I did that through my whole tenure at Knott's. But then I also got to do so many other things there. It was a perfect, and at that time, it was the perfect training ground, you know, because I got to be on the bandit team robbing the train. I got to, you know, partially be on the stunt team working with them and getting trained with them. And then during the next couple of summers, it was different themes. So, like, there was one year where we had a parade kind of thing going on and where it went through the whole park. And it was a circus theme. And so I had to wear this monkey suit and was being in ape or whatever and, like, in a cage. And, you know, I had to be, like, a monkey and
right.
What have you. So it was fun, you know, and we just had a good time. It was a great training ground.
Better than having to wear an actual suit and be in an office all day.
Oh, dude, yeah. I mean, it was torture because, I mean, the summers were really hot.
Yeah.
Especially in that canopy thing.
Yeah.
But what was nice, though, is that we were able to wear these, what they call, like, an ice vest. So it was a vest that had these pockets.
Yeah.
And you would put in, like, these small little... kind of like the thing, like, you know, like you hurt your knee.
Yeah.
Whatever, you put it on, you know, like an ice pack.
Yeah.
And slip those in, and it would help us keep cool, you know, keep our body cool. So that was kind of nice. But then, like, when the summers were really hot back then, the first thing I would do, like, before the park opened, was go on Bigfoot Rapids and just get drenched.
And just, yeah.
And go, thanks, guys. you know, that'd and be I'd be good yeah. until lunch.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
Kind of a thing. So
that was my favorite ride over there, and they changed it. They changed the name, and they kind of changed up the theme of it last time I was there. It's got a new
yeah,
game
yeah.
and some different
yeah wilderness something or whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
Which is kind of cool, but yeah, but that was my you know one of my best summers really. You
oh,
know,
that's
cool.
The
best summer job I've ever had.
That's cool. Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
and the reason why I stayed was because the guy that was before me just up and vanished one day because there was two of us doing the puppeteering thing and he just vanished and they kind of said, well, I guess you're permanent. I went, okay, you know, and it got me through college.
That's great.
You know, and I was making at that time good money because I was making like $15 an hour.
That's good.
You know, yeah. for a 19-year-old kid.
Oh, yeah.
Back in 1989.
Oh, yeah.
That's great that, money.
Yeah. Like
you know.
The others were making $4, $5 an hour at,
yeah.
at wherever they were.
Exactly.
Miller's Outpost selling jeans for $5 an hour or something,
yeah.
you know. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, why would you think, hey, you got this in black? I don't know. Let me go check the back, sir.
Right. Right.
You know, so, but yeah, had a great time, though.
Cool.
All right. Let's see. I think the girls are in right now. So let me go ahead and let's do our theme. Where's our theme? Here it is. All right, so producer Casey and Nia, Nia's being our gal about town right now, and today is I Love a Horse Day, National Level Horse Day, and they're down in Huntington Beach right now at an equestrian center there. Girls, can you hear us?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, sweetie. Okay, so what's going on?
So we're at the equestrian event. There's pretty horses, and they're jumping and looking gorgeous. And I'm sure the riders are hard at work.
So they're like ballerinas then, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So what is this equestrian event all about? What are they? They're jumping, but is it like a steeplechase kind of a thing, or what's going on?
What is the event all about?
No, this is equestrian show jumping. We have. A competitive level here in Huntington Beach. We're showing hunters and jumpers for the USEF and USHJ. These are rated hunters and jumpers, and we're in the sport of show jumping.
Okay, who are we talking to right now?
This is Juan Montoya, equestrian engineer.
Hi, Juan.
Oh, you're an equestrian engineer. Wow.
Yes, I am. I'm here at the horse show setting obstacles as jump crew and assisting the course designer, putting the courses and stuff.
Okay, so is that what an equestrian engineer does, is kind of set everything up?
Yes, we have to set courses up to specifications based upon the specifications of the course designer, and that's what we do here at the horse show.
Awesome. So in doing all of that, who decides the route of how the horses go?
The course designer designs a course, a track, and then that track has to that is a test for the riders to go and perform around inside the ring, and based upon that they have to learn their course and go in there and perform.
Awesome. Okay.
Are the horses always Juan? Are the horses always willing to do it? Are they hard to motivate? Or are they ready to go?
No, a lot of these guys they're natural athletes. The mares, the horses as well. They're naturally talented. But like in any other sport, sometimes when it gets like towards the end of the week, you could see them and they throw a protest or something. But all in all, they're all very willing to do it. They all like their job.
Okay.
All right. So
good.
Oh, yeah. They get tired at the end of the week. So they're just like any other athlete. It's like, I ain't going to do it unless I get my $8.2 million, you know. So
yeah, exactly.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Juan, how long has this event been going on in Huntington Beach?
It's been going on for the past week. We started setting it up towards the beginning of the week, and we will be concluding on Sunday. So tonight we have our featured event is our Grand Prix, and we're inviting everyone to who's welcome to come and see some good show jumping here in Huntington Beach.
Awesome. And how many years has it been going on?
Well, the sport itself has been going on for hundreds of years. Just decorated.
I just meant there in Huntington Beach. Though, how long has the?
In Huntington Beach, I'm not. This is like my third time here in this facility. I travel around the country doing equestrian sports, equestrian events. But this is my third time here, but I'm pretty sure it's well established. The facility looks well established, and so it's been here at least over 20 years.
It
looks pretty well established, yeah.
Well, Juan, where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Guanajuato, Mexico.
Oh, wow. ¿Cómo estás tú?
Estoy muy bien, amigo.
Qué bueno.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know how to also go SOCKS. I learned that from a commercial on TV on how to speak Spanish. So, all right, you had a question for him?
You mentioned it's open to the public, Juan. Where would people go? And is there any ticket information, or what should they know before they go?
The website and the address should come up when you look up the Huntington Central Equestrian Park.
Okay.
And we have an entrance through the back. I don't remember the name of the street, but we have an entrance like through the back, and it's like through the barns.
Okay.
Where you can find parking area back there, and then walk down to the main arenas. Because we can have no vehicles where we have the horses.
Gotcha.
All right, yeah. Cool. And I think we have the address here. The address is actually 18381 Golden West Street in Huntington Beach. It is right near the library also there on Golden West. Juan, thank you so much, man, for coming on the air with us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely, and good luck to you whatever the next job you've got coming up, buddy. Stay safe, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
Alrighty. Alright, Nia?
Yes.
Okay, so what are you seeing there, sweetie? What is it that you see? What's going on right now? And can you jump on a horse?
I don't think I can jump on the horse.
Hey,
we
know Juan now, I think, you know, or can you run the track and jump over the things?
Can I just go over the track and jump over it?
Yeah, can you like, you know, run the course yourself? And
that'll get her thrown out, I think.
Yeah.
Like when Morgana used to go run on the baseball field and kiss the athletes.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, definitely doable, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, let's...
All right, are you guys on Facebook right now by chance, too, or?
Sorry, what was that?
Are you guys on Facebook right now, too?
I was just about to tell you guys that. Yeah, we're on Facebook Live right now.
All right, awesome. So so all of our listeners here in Southern California, of course, and to our affiliates, go ahead and jump on our Facebook page, yourweeklydose.com, and that way you can check out everything that the girls are seeing. And, you know, Wednesday we can jump on it, too, and check things out. So let's do that real quick here on the computer so we can see what's going on.
Beautiful.
So tell us what you're looking at right now, too, Nia.
We're looking at, what are these called? The jump thing.
The fence.
Yeah, the fence. Yes, we're looking at the fences.
Post
wow.
Fences.
Juan's got a really big hat.
And it's really cool because the posts have, like, this art on the side. So there's, like, some with butterflies and some with lions and some with, like, almost mini... It kind of looks like garden fences, and it's just some with like tulips, and there's just like different artwork on the side of the fences.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's pretty cool, and the horses are gorgeous and looks like that.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, we're seeing it. We're seeing the live thing right now here.
We've seen some horses take down some posts. Casey wanted to add that comment.
The eight-day counting stars. It's a clear route, 54-49. But that's good for the lead. That's about a second quicker than Ashton Friedland, our previous leader.
All right.
Oh, they've got live commentators.
Commentators going on, yeah. Yeah, they take this damn seriously.
Yeah.
Is what they do.
Is there electricity in the air there?
Electricity.
Oh my gosh, that's pretty cool. Is there anybody else that we can talk to there, Nia? That can you see anybody else? And maybe a rider or maybe a horse?
Maybe a horse. Most of them are. We're in the midst of finding someone. Most of the horses are kind of, you know, in business. But yeah, we're on the look. We're on the move.
Okay, yeah. Right now we're looking at the dirt floor here. I think it's trying to.
Yeah, we talked to some people. One we're interviewing later. And yes, but.
Okay.
Excuse me. Do you have a few moments to chat? You're hired from a podcast.
Work it, Casey. Work it.
Not the right person.
Nope.
Yeah.
They said no?
Yeah, they said they're not the right person.
They're not. Okay, ask them if they're the left person then. Okay. Oh, here we go. Now we're catching up. Oh, the video ended.
Oh, well, yeah, I was just walking. Oh, sure.
Oh, okay, all right.
Might as well just...
Okay.
We want to speak with some horse aficionados to give us some of that insight.
I
want to
interrupt.
Snag someone as they walk out.
Yeah, I think we're going to snag someone as they walk out because these people look lined up to about to, you know, perform. And
okay.
Yeah,
we don't want to interrupt them. Yeah.
They're preparing mentally for the jumping.
Yeah.
Now, Nia, have you ever ridden a horse?
Yeah, I did horseback riding lessons when I was younger. The most regular one, I did it for like a few months when I was 10, and I almost got to jumping. I was like right about to, but then the like lesson session ended. But yeah, I was going to horseback riding lessons pretty regularly when I was around 10.
Do you think you can sneak into where the riders are at and like take a costume and dress up as a rider?
No.
And then run off with a horse real quick and bring it here?
You know, we looked it up and the outfits are just very specific.
Okay, they're not your size either, are they? Yeah, okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Very specific. You know? See, that's code for not my size.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Or a two-person horse outfit, they can, you know, decide who's the head and who's the
tail. Yeah, there you go.
And then go jump in the competition.
That's what we should have done, is send the girls over there in a horse costume to see if they can jump.
Just to see.
Oh yeah.
Gosh, right? No, that would have been to see if we could all.
It might have confused and angered the horses to see a imposter.
Yeah. So that we look like we belong.
Are they selling mint juleps there?
No. I haven't seen any.
No. Yeah, there's a Mexican food truck. We might check.
Ooh. Oh, let's go talk to them.
Okay.
Let's go talk to them. Go interview them and ask them what the best specials are.
Yeah.
I feel like we're just gathering info for Sean for later.
Cause I'm hungry.
And bring two plates back.
yeah, bring two plates of tacos back.
Excuse me. Are you in a rush?
This is my favorite part. Is
hearing the... Two or three questions over the podcast here. I'm trying to talk to one of the riders. See if they can tell us about what's happening.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's hard to get these writers. They're kind of busy
in
schedules.
A zone.
Yeah, they're in a zone.
Yeah.
They're in a zone. Okay, no worries. Yeah, we don't want to bother them, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they're in the zone or whatever, they got to concentrate. Totally understand.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, go
yeah.
talk to the taco truck.
we're arriving at the taco
next best
truck.
Thing. Right.
Well, we got to find out who they think their favorite horse is.
Yeah.
You know, who they think is going to win.
Who they have the odds on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is great podcasting, man. This is really good.
Right?
They have three options.
There you go.
Love the silence.
Yeah. I had a bad experience riding a horse.
Did you really?
Yeah, I'm not sure I would want to do it again because of...
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, dude, we need to get you back up on the horse again.
Literally, right? Figuratively, I don't know. I just, yeah, we were at a camp where there was a gun range nearby that startled them. And they kind of made a mistake where they were actively, you know, shooting at the range while we were coming by, and they were supposed to have stopped.
Got it.
And then the horses freaked out, and my son was on one that tried to buck him off, and he hung on. And mine almost went off a cliff. Like, it was bad.
Wow.
And they were like, oh, sorry, we meant to tell them we were coming by and to stop shooting the guns. And it was like, oh, man.
Yeah, I've gotten rid of horse a couple of times on different trails and stuff and everything. Yeah. And they're fun. I loved it. First time I got to do it was up in Mammoth. So, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm sure most of the time it's a great
yeah, and it was also like the first time I got to where the horse galloped. Because I didn't know how to control the horse. And I'm going, I was still a virgin, so I didn't know.
Yeah, horse virgin.
So it was just like, wow. But
yeah,
to have that power.
They're massive animals. I mean, they're just, you see them from a distance, and you're like, oh, okay, they're big. And then when you're on
them. But when you're on
their shoulders and their everything, hips.
Yeah.
And
you're going, wow, it's a long way down.
Yeah. And they
fall.
Just step on me. I'm done.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Massive, exactly. Beautiful animals.
They are. I love watching some of the horse races, and but even just to go out and see, you know, even the wild horses run around or whatever.
Yeah.
It's really amazing.
Is it? Are there still wild horses out?
I think there still is. Yeah, okay. Somewhere there still should be. I mean, it can't be that many that are tame. But I know that they, not I want to say train, but then they raise certain farms or whatever for certain things.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I would actually love to do what Billy Crystal did in the movie City Slickers.
Go on a.
Oh, dude! Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a dude, I would dress up too, and I got my guns and everything, and I'd go out and sleep underneath the stars and stuff.
It's just like working at Knott's. I mean, you got that whole West theme there.
Exactly, you know. Except every time I see a train, I want to rob it. You know,
right?
Just force a habit.
Less funnel cake too.
Yeah, oh God, yeah, yeah, yeah. Just then you have to recreate the scene from Blazing Saddles.
Well, which one?
The bean scene.
Oh yeah.
You know. So
that's funny.
Yeah. All right. Are you guys at the taco truck yet, or?
The beans.
Hello? Did we lose him?
Maybe they got tacos.
I don't know.
I know. I'd probably choose tacos over.
Or something else.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I don't know. I can't hear him.
Maybe they will call back.
Well, we're still connected with them, so I'm not really too sure.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. We were ordering food to put our.
Oh, you.
That's a very good reason, actually. That's.
They don't want to talk to us. Yeah, but they also they don't want to talk to us.
Nobody wants to talk to us. Okay, you know what? All right, then. Okay, just do what you guys need to do, and then head back home to the studio.
I mean, to be fair, we do look kind of sketchy. We look very out of place. So.
Well, what do you need to do? Like look like a horse, or wear a cowboy outfit or something?
I guess we needed to dress nice.
Actually, we should have just sent Sean in his Western gear.
Bro! Yeah, we would have sent you in your Western gear, Sean.
Yeah, next time then, I guess we'll have to do that.
It must be a
Forrest and I will go.
Yeah.
He's just here to wrangle the horses.
Oh, literally!
Okay, all right, well, go ahead and finish up, and we'll see you guys back here in the studio, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, we'll see you girls soon.
Have fun.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
I mean, I'd rather eat tacos than watch horses jump around.
I'd rather eat tacos while watching horses jump around.
I guess you could do both, two things at once.
And wondering, what am I eating?
The loser.
The loser. Look, it's a cow. All right. So, if you guys still want to go out to that equestrian event, you know, definitely go ahead and do that. It's out in Huntington Beach. Let me get you the address again on that. Is 18381 Golden West Street, Huntington Beach. It's at the Huntington Beach Central Park Equestrian Center. So they got the event going on and everything. So it looks like a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, definitely. And don't forget our contest of the day if you want to enter and win a Your Weekly Dose t-shirt. Just email us the connection between Katie Tunstall and our guest last week, Swampy Marsh.
Yeah. Why are they connected? How are they connected? What did they do that they're connected? So, yeah, simple as that. Okay, so we were talking about summer jobs, though, earlier and everything. Anything during, let's say, that time period or whatever, or maybe even more recent or whatever, could have, should haves in your life?
Oh, God. I try not to... Yeah, those come up, and then I just... I've lately been trying to not dwell on any of that, because it's, you know...
It's like, the past.
Yeah, it's the past. I think...
Any big ones, though?
I mean... nothing I could have actually done, though. Like later in life, I realized my passion for, like, writing and doing artistic stuff, and I wish I had started sooner.
Uh-huh.
But that's all the journey. Discovering it when I did was the right time to do it. So I'm happy with the way things went.
I'm kind of like with you. I there's a few things that I regret, but I can still count them on one hand.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, if I get to the other hand, that's when I kind of start to worry, you know, or I got to start using my toes or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to, I've always said I've never wanted to sit back and when I get into hopefully my 70s and my 80s, mm-hmm. you know, that I live that long, where I go, gee, I wish I could have, should have.
Right.
You know, I want to sit back and go, if my grandchildren only knew, or boy, do I have a story to tell you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, once upon a time, way back when, there was this actress named Christina Applegate, you know.
The corkscrew.
And I corkscrewed her with her and everything, and, you know. But it's kind of like that, if you ever see that movie Big Fish.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with Albert Brooks, is it? Not Albert Finney.
Correct, Tim Burton film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Ewan McGregor. Where he plays the younger version of Albert Finney, of, you know, he tells these big wild stories or whatever, and then you do find out they're partially true.
Correct.
It's just the way you tell the story,
right?
You know, like I want to do that, you know, in my 70s, kind of a thing, you know, my 80s, and tell those kind of stories to my grandchildren, you know. But I think the only regret, the big one I have really was probably, I auditioned. Right after high school, right after I graduated, I auditioned for AMDA. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you're familiar with it, the American Music Dramatic Academy of New York.
Yes.
Okay. So this is back with just when it was only in New York. Of course, they now have a...
L.A. one.
An L.A. version here. And I had gone to my high school drama teacher and asked her to help with auditioning. And because she had told me about it and everything. So she was helping me pick a monologue and, you know, a singing thing and what have you and so forth. So long story short, they were only taking 10 kids. The first five were getting scholarships.
Mm.
The next five were getting grants. Okay. So it's almost the same thing,
okay,
you know, basically, because, you know, scholarship versus a grant.
Yeah.
And the thing is, with the grants, though, you had to maintain a B average to keep getting the money to go to school. So every semester, you had to maintain that.
Sure.
So that was the only thing. And so I had auditioned for it, and I thought, you know, I did okay. But I didn't think I would end up where I ended up at. Because, I mean, there was about maybe 200-some-odd kids that auditioned.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, oh, there's no way, you know, there's, you know, and I said, well, you know, well, if it happens, it happens. If not,
yeah,
I was number six.
Wow. They told you your rank, you're like,
out of all those kids, whatever, you know, and they told, you know, they said, hey, the first five got the scholarship, the next five got the grants.
Yeah.
I was number six.
Yeah.
So I was the first one to get the grant. And the other thing is, I didn't go.
Wow. Why?
I'll tell you later. I'll tell you.
Okay.
But that was the only, that was the biggest, I think, a regret that I have of not going to New York and studying drama there, you know, because who knows what it would have been like, you know.
For sure. I mean, at the very least, for what it's worth, it's an encouragement to go, in their eyes, you ranked that and that position.
Yeah.
That means if it doesn't work out there, it's going to work out somewhere else. It's going to.
And I would have gotten my AA there, you know, and then probably come back, you know, and then finish up whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but still to have that opportunity to go to New York and see what New York is like compared to L.A.
Yeah.
You know, because they're both different beasts.
Yeah. Yeah,
completely
that's what I hear.
Different beasts.
Yeah.
So I think that, but that's probably the biggest regret I have, you know. Other than that, I've got other little things like, maybe should I take in that job? Should I take in this or whatever?
Right.
You know, but which is why now, if something does come up, sure, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
You never know, right? You learn. But you learn that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You don't. You're not born with that perspective, so.
Yeah. So I think that's the only thing I should have done.
I have a silly one from that summer at that credit union. I just had that flash. I was at the credit union, end of the week, had money, and my friend goes, "Oh, this concert's coming up. I want you to go with me to buy a ticket." And it was, he goes, "It's the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Pearl Jam, and Nirvana." And I went.
Oh, wow.
And I went, "How much are tickets?" And he told me how much they were. And I went, "Nah, I'm good. I'll see them next time they come around." And there was no more Nirvana
after
shortly
that.
After that. And, I always, that's the one concert.
So now we know the reason why Kurt Cobain, you didn't go.
Forrest wouldn't come to my concert.
Yeah,
so I always think about that when I think about concerts that I could have went to. So
yeah, there's been some times where I've been blessed on going to certain concerts where friends go, "Hey, you want to go?"
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I got to see B.B. King at the Pacific Amphitheater, over the Orange County Fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. And because I had a student at the time that was teaching guitar. He had tickets. His roommate couldn't go. He calls me up the day of the concert and goes, "Hey, explains to me the situation. Do you want to go?" I'm like, absolutely, I want to go. And so, to see B.B. King live.
Yeah.
These
legends that you don't know.
Right.
How much longer to play.
And since, I do like the blues a little bit more, I've gotten to see Buddy Guy and Muddy Waters, perform live and everything. So those are treats, and those you want to definitely take the opportunity to go see those type of people.
Yeah.
Because, again, you never know, what can happen or whatever.
Yeah.
With them. Living legends like that, man, if you get a chance to go. I think the one I would love to go see is Paul McCartney, but damn, his tickets are expensive.
They are, aren't they? And it's always at some huge SoFi Staples.
Yeah,
like big venue.
I don't care about that. If I'm in the room, I'm in the room.
Yeah.
But to say I got to see Paul McCartney live.
Yeah.
It's just that, tickets cost an arm, a leg, a left nut, and whatever take from you.
Yeah, firstborn, all that
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Now, your secondborn is a little bit different story because he gets left behind in the ocean, so.
Right.
Right. Things like that, you definitely want to take the opportunities.
Yeah.
With any of that type of a thing, even at like a play or something or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to see Billy Crystal live.
Oh, nice.
Do his one-man play, 700 Sundays.
Oh, yeah, that.
My mom, I think it's a birthday present or a Christmas present, my mom took me to go see Topol do Tevye for Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, God. When Roman's godfather was alive, he would always call us up. Hey, because his wife Lisa was promoting certain plays up at the Pantages or mm-hmm. whatever else. Hey, we got tickets for this. You guys want to go?
Awesome.
And it's like, yeah. So like we saw like the producers and mm-hmm. stuff. And, so it's like, yeah, I want to go see it. Let's go see it.
Check it out.
So any of those opportunities, it's like, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's awesome that stuff's coming back live again. So,
Yes. Matter of fact, my pseudo sister just texted me yesterday and goes, save the date. Because now it's we had tickets from 2020.
Uh-huh.
That are now finally being rescheduled.
Wow.
For it's Joan Jett,
uh-huh.
Poison, Motley Crue,
uh-huh.
and Def Leppard.
Oh, that's cool.
And she's going, "Who in the hell am I going to take?" Oh, my brother. Yeah, let's go. And so we were ready to go, in 2020, and then, of course, COVID hit.
Yep.
And so she just texted me yesterday, "Hey, save the date."
Yep.
I'm like, I can't wait to go.
Right.
So, yeah, so it's going to be pretty exciting.
Dr. Feelgood.
It's going to be pretty exciting, yeah. Oh, yeah, the whole thing. All right, let's see. So, you know what? We've got a few things here. Just kind of, I don't know, make you think about, that's pretty much it. So, here we go. Think about what's trying to do to me, let your mind or let yourself be free. I haven't played that theme in a while. I like that theme.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I'm going to do it again.
Another legend.
Yeah. I was like the Blues Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
All
Boom.
Wow, that's a good thing. Anyway, all right. So things that just make you go, just to think about. Just to think about.
If a pregnant woman goes swimming, does that make her a human submarine?
That's a very good possibility, though. I like that. Okay, so do bald people shampoo or do they soap?
Two in one?
Or is it a 2-in-1?
2-in-1, maybe.
2-in-1, yeah. Kind of like a conditioner, but not really. So that means that we would need, what, maybe soap that moisturizes, I guess? Like Dove? Yeah. Exfoliates and... Yeah, maybe.
Maybe that's a market that they haven't explored yet.
You call it Shine On.
Question. Do all dogs bark the same language?
That's
That might be why they're so angry all the time.
Yeah, and would a German Shepherd in Germany understand a German Shepherd here?
That's true. They bark in German over there.
Yeah, you know, or would a Chihuahua here understand a Chihuahua? Well, yeah, because we're in Southern California, so they would. Yeah, so that's okay. All right. Let's see. If you are a security guard at Samsung, does that make you a Guardian of the Galaxies?
Might be a crossover promotion.
Yeah. Marvel should jump on that, yeah. I think. You know, all the Galaxy phones and everything, so... Well, I mean, it's true, right?
Yeah. I don't know if they have superpowers, those people. They don't even have a gun.
Right. Or maybe it comes with a little cape on the phone.
Yeah.
You know, or a hammer.
True.
You know, or something from one of them, you know, or... Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That could work. Yeah. That could work. Guardian of the Galaxy. All right.
Why is W called double U? Shouldn't it be called double V?
That actually makes sense.
Yeah.
It does.
I guess if you draw it in that sort of cursive...
But the capital version, though.
Yeah.
Well, even the lowercase version, it's still a double V.
It is a V, yeah.
It is a double V, not a double U.
Double V.
Double V. That makes sense to me. Okay. Okay, this is a good one. If you expected the unexpected, does it make the unexpected expected?
Well, that's too hard to think about.
You know.
If you describe something as indescribable, have you already... described it?
Haven't you already? Yeah. You know what we need right now? You know what we really need?
What?
We need some music, I think, to help this along. I think that's what we need. So let's pick something here. There we go. This is going to make it better, I think.
I'm relaxing already.
Yeah, yeah. Just kind of put yourself out there.
Yes.
In the wonderment of the universe.
Open up your chakra.
Yes. And your Shakira.
And your hips.
And just shake it, baby, shake it. So let's try our last two again here with this music. So if you expect the unexpected,
got it.
Does that make it the unexpected expected? And can you say it this line 3 times real fast?
Or
yeah, the music is really adding to this.
It does.
I think it's really adding. Yeah.
It adds a depth that we just weren't bringing. This is where the depth of the show comes in. If you've described something as indescribable, haven't you already described it? Ask your Audi dealer. I feel like McConaughey or John Hamm.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I think the music really is helping
this.
It really is helping. Okay.
Ties it all together.
Yeah. Why is it called beauty sleep, even though you wake up looking like a hot mess?
I wonder.
That's. But sometimes looking like a hot mess is really hot.
It could be. It works on some people.
Yeah.
Not everybody.
It's kind of like that after sex hair.
That just...
You know, when it gets all messed up and everything.
But what about bald people? They don't have after sex hair.
That's true, they don't. I feel bad for them.
Yes.
I really do. Wow, I'm glad I have my hair then.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. In the infamous words of Jim Nikowski from Taxi, hook it up.
Right? Have you ever wondered if fish have a thirst for water?
Hmm. How would they drink? Yeah.
Yeah. Is it breathing it? Are they breathing the water? Or they...
Yeah, they're breathing. Well, it's going through their gills, which is taking the oxygen out of the water.
Yeah.
But do they get thirsty, though?
Yeah.
And how would they drink?
They just leave their mouth open, yeah?
I guess, yeah.
In it goes.
Indigo. That's what that reminds me of. In it goes, yeah. All right. Why is a sandwich meat round when bread is square?
That's a good question, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like also the old age-old thing of the hot dog buns and the hot dogs.
The Steve Martin, yeah.
Yeah.
To get you to buy one more of one of them, right?
And you're off balance somewhere.
Right.
You're off balance somewhere.
Right? And is a hot dog a sandwich?
It is between two pieces of bread that are actually connected. So if you break it and then put them back together on top of one, I guess it would be.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right. You.
Is it permissible for minors who act in R-rated films to see them?
That's really interesting.
I mean, they're technically watching it while they're in it.
Yeah. Could they go see it?
I just did a kid's film and the kid's parents don't let her watch the movies that she's in. She's been in a couple of R-rated movies.
Oh, really?
And her scenes were just innocent parts
of
the movie.
Right, right.
But the parents said, no, she can't watch them. So I thought
So yes, then. I guess that to the answer,
yeah,
the answer,
I mean,
to that.
Yeah.
Well, they could just let her watch her scenes.
They could, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she'll just think this is a nice, sweet, innocent movie.
It's a movie about a little girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Who gets decapitated later on. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
All right. Okay, here's a good one. What's the color of the mirror?
Oh. Because everything else has a color, right?
Right.
Is a mirror the only thing that doesn't have a color in existence?
Maybe. I don't know. It's possible. It's possible.
I wonder.
Yeah.
What hair color do they list on your driver's license if you're bald?
You got two bald things
today.
We're
really piling on the bald people today.
Yeah. Not that we're hammering down or anything like that, though, but... Wow.
It just says none or N-A?
Or N-A. Maybe N-A?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's one I got one for you, just off the cuff.
Uh-huh.
Are eyebrows considered facial hair?
Oh. I mean, yes. Right? Is that a trick question?
No, as long as... Would eyebrows be considered?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're on your face.
Yeah.
But they're above your eyes. It's not really fake, but it's part of it.
Part of your face.
Yeah. That's kind of interesting. All right. Whose turn is it? My turn?
You go, partner.
All right. Okay. Is it possible that morality is derived from morons, just as electricity is derived from electrons?
Yeah, I was never good in science class, so I...
That is a very scientific question.
Yeah, I might have missed that day.
Science. All the words for science. But it makes you think, though.
It kind of does.
Would morality derive from morons?
Some people's morality is just baffling to me, so...
Oh, boy, is it... Yeah.
Maybe it is.
And they may need... or maybe they're shy of a few electrons, which is...
That is.
Why it affects it that way.
Is your time truly wasted if you enjoy wasting it? I think...
That's yeah. Because you're not really wasting if you're doing what you want to do.
Yeah.
So therefore, yeah, so that makes...
Yeah, if I'm watching some show for the 10th time that I've seen already, just on playing video games, sure.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
What the heck? That makes a lot of sense. I like it. All right. And here we go. The last one here. If a person with several personalities threatens to kill himself, is it a hostage situation?
It's a good question. They can drive in the carpool lane, though, alone.
Yeah, because you have to have an actual person next to you.
Well.
But would still be considered a hostage situation. That's just something to think about. Something to think about. Some of the things that could kind of make you go, Yeah.
That music really did it, though.
It does. It definitely enhances.
Took it to another level.
It did. It really did. I love it. All right. Well, we're still waiting for the girls to get back. So, should we do what's news?
What's news?
All right. Let's go ahead and do that.
What? What's news, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's news, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Okay, I gotta, you know, some of these stories sometimes just write themselves. And okay, let me ask you this though, Forrest.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done something that you promised you said you would do and then regret promising it?
Oh, I'm sure I have. Like, I'm sure I have. I'd have to think about it for a second, because mm-hmm. then you end up in that situation going, why did I say that?
Yeah,
you
know, like, why did I say
why
I
did
do?
I say I'd do this?
No, we both got great wives. Okay, well, check this out. So a guy back in 2010 said that he would eat a shoe if Top Gun 2 was ever made.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, in 2002, Polygon Deputy Entertainment Editor Matt Patches tweeted that if Top Gun 2 happens, I will eat a shoe. Well, of course, as we all know, Top Gun 2 was released recently. And, of course, the name of the movie is called Top Gun Maverick. But it is a sequel. So while this seems to be a positive development for people who enjoy the aerial action of the movie, and of course, you know, everything that went with it, you know, it wasn't really great news for Patches, who had been forced to face up to a promise he made years ago in simpler times. So in an article from Vanity Fair about the tweet, we learned that Patches did make good on his youthful comment that he figured out a way to eat a shoe that he says has seen him go by to greater heights and return to a land with very little tummy aches and that he could survive it. So he released a video where he ultimately finds a way to honor the spirit of the promise and the best that he can. Of course, he looked towards Charlie Chaplin's inspiration, where Charlie Chaplin actually ate a shoe.
Yeah.
Well, it was made out of licorice, though, and that's how he got away with doing that. So basically, this guy, Patches, was kind of able to do the same thing, but without avoiding the insulin shock that Chaplin experienced after eating his shoe. He still wanted to create an edible shoe that was worn on his feet rather than cop out. So he got a cake that was cobbled together by some footwear compromise of fruit leather, edible glue, and licorice laces. So he was able to walk around his streets and the lawn creating it with the creation that he made, brought it back inside, and ate the whole thing, managing to both fulfill his obligation and not dying in the process.
Nice. Yeah, I would think that it would be bad for your health to eat a shoe.
To add an actual shoe.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So.
And I remember the Chaplin clip, but I didn't know that it was licorice.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't really think ever what it really was.
That was. He actually ate a shoe.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've got a different story of for you here.
Okay.
From the great state of South Carolina, where
Mm-mm-mm.
a mother was upset that her son brought home his girlfriend, and she called 911 about it.
What?
Yep. She called 911 so many times that she got arrested.
Oh, no, that's funny.
For badgering 911 with multiple calls after her son brought his girlfriend to their Inman home, Spartanburg County. Sheriff's deputies stated that the first call came in just before midnight on a Tuesday. She was visibly and emotionally upset, but also intoxicated, which may have something to do with it. Usually is a factor. She told deputies she was upset because he brought his girlfriend home after she told him not to.
That's a huge bitch.
She told him not to, but he brought the girlfriend home. The son, he planned to stay the night, and they were headed to New York the next day. And the son said he had a right to have guests because he lived there. It seems like a everyday kind of problem, just, you know, like a normal, like a normal problem. She doesn't like the girl.
I just love the fact, I don't like her.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a puta.
She told him, and the deputies had to get involved, told the son that he should go stay somewhere else with the girlfriend, but that didn't work. Deputies were called back just 40 minutes later around 12:20, and then a third time at 4:12 a.m.
Oh, my God. Gee, many crickets.
The son would not make the girlfriend leave. So I guess he's choosing the girlfriend over the mom in this situation.
Well, I would, too, you know.
And so they ended up warning the mom, if you keep calling, we're going to take action on you. And sure enough, she calls a fourth and final time at 4:50. Boy, the son isn't even arisen yet, and she's up all night just calling 911.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Boy, Charlie's mom wouldn't have done that. And but Charlie sort of picked Willy Wonka over his mom. Well, I guess they all got to move in to the factory, so that's okay.
Yeah.
They had a happier ending than this poor South Carolina family.
Well, I think we've got actual footage from the South Carolina family on one of the phone calls here.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Yeah, there you go.
I think that mom's on a chain gang somewhere right now.
Working on the chain gang. Yeah. Oh, God. But, I mean, to be so upset that you would call 911.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
People do that. You see that a lot where people call 911 over just, like, things that you literally have no other resources. You just call 911 because you can't deal with your son and a girlfriend. Like,
yeah.
That's absurd to me.
Yeah. It's just not. We should find it, but there's a phone call, a 911 phone call, where this lady calls 911 because she can't handle her cat.
Yeah.
And she doesn't know, she wants to get rid of the cat, but doesn't know where to take it. So she calls 911 instead, and they're telling her where to go.
Yeah.
And the cat, and then she gets into yelling, and then she's scaring the cat, and she's narrating this whole thing.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll have to find it.
Yeah.
It's a historical, not historical.
Oddity.
But very humorous phone call, wow. Whatever. And this lady just goes off.
Yeah.
So any of your kids ever broken something in a store?
Oh, geez. I have. I've, like, knocked over.
No, but I did several times.
You know, I've knocked over, like, a pickle jar or something.
And the wife was pissed.
No, they're great kids. Great kids.
That's awesome.
Yeah, very well
hands
behaved.
In the pocket. When
yeah,
the
oh, yeah.
Going.
Very
yeah.
well behaved.
Well, this dad in Hong Kong was forced to pay after his son knocks over a figure in a toy store.
Mm.
So here it is. On Wednesday evening, a man, Chang, visited the KK Plus store in Langham Place Mall in Hong Kong with his wife and two sons. When he stepped out to take the phone call, he reportedly heard a loud crashing sound behind him and discovered that his son had shattered a 6-foot golden Teletubbies figure.
Ooh.
He said his son was motionless. He was staring down, looking at the toy. And staff members informed Chang that his wife that their 5-year-old son was seen kicking the figure and charged them of $4,255 for this figure.
A 6-foot Teletubby?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So now when Chang, he asked them to watch the video, and in watching the video footage, he kind of suspected that the staff members maybe were falsely accusing his son. You're like, I kind of know my son.
Right.
You know? Well, the video did show his son slightly leaning on the figure rather than kicking it, as the staff members had told Chang.
Oh.
So then his wife, you know, those Asian ladies, when they get pissed, you don't want to get them in their way. Well, then his wife reported their finding to the store. So KK Plus, and ironically, though, KK Plus uploaded a video and a statement. And since, though, they deleted it from their Facebook page, stating the statement that the figure's retail price was $6,726 and that it had never brought any inconvenience to other customers. It also said that the figure had been in the same spot since November 2021 and that the company will prevent similar incidents from occurring into the future. Now, after the video footage went viral, though, however, the store finally apologized and issued a full refund.
Wow.
But can you imagine, though?
That's a nightmare.
Yeah.
They didn't just break a couple bucks or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. You know, but I mean, gee, many crickets for that to happen, though.
But for a Teletubby, that's like a public service because those are creepy. Those are creepy things.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind breaking a Teletubby myself, you know, because that's just like, yeah, I don't know. You know, they kind of freak me out to those damn Teletubbies.
Make those weird noises.
All right. Nia's back in the room. What'd you bring?
I brought food.
Well, duh. What'd you bring? What kind of food? Okay. What do we got?
So, we got some fries.
No? Is that seafood?
Fries with them. No, it's Mexican food.
Well, Mexican food serves seafood.
Sorry.
They live by the water. I mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's
water by them.
Yeah. No, it's been
interesting. You're out in the sun. We understand. We understand, sweetheart. You're out in the sun.
My brain is just re-going
sure.
into conversations.
Okay. Where's Casey at?
Oh, I'll explain later, but she had to just leave.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Okay, no worries.
And there's only, like, what, 15 minutes or so on the air left.
Okay,
so
gotcha. All right, no worries. Okay, cool deal. Well, cool. I'm glad you're back, though.
Yeah, and I brought you guys some food to try.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you got one more story, though, Forrest? Or?
I do. It's a short one.
Okay.
It's a short one, and it's short. Probably something that's happened to what? The best of us or worst of us. Where in Wooster, Ohio, a 23 Wooster group, a 23-year-old Javier Butner was playing basketball and getting drunk. You know how that goes. And afterwards, he decided it would be cool to smash a police door. He didn't get caught at the scene, but thanks to the public, the police caught him. And the police caught up to him, and he was staying with his father, and he watched the video, and he went, yeah, that's me. I do dumb things when I get drunk. So, you know, he owned up to it and was jailed on felony vandalism charges.
Damn.
What?
Caused over $2,500 in damages to a police door that he smashed while getting drunk and playing basketball.
Oh, yeah, he's smart.
Yeah, I mean, he got drunk and smashed a police door.
I've never gotten that drunk before, so, you know, not worth it at all whatsoever. All right. Well, we got a couple more things to do. So, should we, I think we should do this next thing here. That we've got to do the pocket size.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's go ahead and do the theme for, where's the theme again? See, Casey's not here, and I'm running the board, and it's horrible, and I love it. So.
You're doing great.
I'm doing so freaking awesome.
The music's been awesome. The meditative trance you put us in.
The meditative trance?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, here it is. Here we go. All right.
What's news, Pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's news, Pussycat?
All right. So right now what we need to do is some class, some culture, something we like to call pocket-sized cinema.
Theater.
There we go.
And we're now drawing
do the horse.
Curtain. Okay, nice. Yeah.
All right. You're the man. You're the man. You're the man. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Pocket Size Cinema. Today's feature is entitled Straight from the Horse's Mouth. Straight from the Horse's Mouth. We open when a guy is walking through the country, and he spots a sign that reads Talking Horse for Sale.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, intrigued. He walks up to this table to check it out. So let's pick up the action here, shall we? Sit back, relax, and enjoy. Straight from the Horse's Mouth.
So you're the talking horse.
Yes, I am. Is there something I can help you with?
No, I just stopped by to see if you really talked.
Yes, I really talk.
So, what have you done with your life so far?
I've led a full life, I feel.
I see. Where were you born?
I was born in the Andes, where I herded for an entire village.
Herded for an entire village? No kidding.
Then years later, I joined in the Mounted Police Force in Canada, then transferred down to New York and helped keep the city clean.
Oh, wow, that is wonderful.
And now I spend my days giving free rides to underprivileged kids here in the country.
That is truly amazing.
The man is flabbergasted and asks the horse owner.
Excuse me, why on earth would you want to get rid of such an incredible animal?
And the owner says,
because he's a liar. He never did any of that. True story.
Yeah.
A bunch of horseshit.
Oh. Alrighty, there you go. All right, should we play the game?
Let's play the game.
Alrighty.
It's nice to be back.
All right, here's the game that makes all the horses in Huntington Beach go, no way. Quiz me. Quiz you. All right, and we got intern Christopher over here. How you doing, Christopher?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you all doing today?
We're doing wonderful.
Doing good.
All right,
good. Let's get this thing going.
We're going to cool off question number one.
Whoop. Wrong one. Here we go, question one.
You're doing a good job. Thank you.
Big fat thumbs. More big fat thumbs.
Thank you.
In 1983, Michael Jackson performs Billie Jean and introduces the what?
Oh, Sean.
Sean.
The Moonwalk.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Good job.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Forrest is like, I deserve some credit, too.
I was there.
I was there.
Number two. Good job. All right. What is the number one topping for pizzas in Australia?
Ooh, number one topping.
That's very random.
Forest. Pepperoni.
No.
I knew.
Sean.
Yeah. Sean.
Anchovy.
No. Yeah.
Pineapple.
No.
Forest.
Sausage. No, it is not something that you would normally consider
pizza topping. Why are they so weird over there? Oh, my God.
It is not something that people would normally consider a pizza topping, at least here in America, I feel like.
Okay. I have another guess next.
It's got to be something edible, obviously.
Yeah. Is it a type of, like, flour?
No.
Okay, well, is it, like, a weird meat?
No.
Vegetable, mineral, or...
No, it's something that you can have during breakfast, though.
Forest.
Sean.
Forest.
No, I went already.
Go.
Forest the Sean.
Vegemite.
No.
No.
No. I love that guess because of the stereotype, but no.
Okay, yes.
Sean, total.
Bacon?
No.
Nia.
Eggs?
That is correct.
Yes.
Oh,
what is wrong with
good
them?
Job, Nia.
Never going to Australia.
I was thinking eggs and I passed on it.
Because of that?
Yeah. Because of that. I'm never going to go.
You know, the spiders are a good enough reason.
Yeah.
I mean, have you seen them?
No. Don't want to.
Exactly.
Don't want
to.
That's why
three.
I stay here. All right. Question number three. Here we go.
What is usually on the rim of a margarita glass?
Sean. Salt.
That is correct.
I would have gotten that one.
Well, you got the last one, so that's the one you're getting for today, okay?
Exactly. No, for real. I'm lucky.
All right. Question number four.
I like that. For real. I'm lucky.
In Snow White, what is Snow White's coffin made out of?
What? So dark.
Nia? Wood?
No.
No. Sean. Glass.
That's correct.
It was see-through.
Oh.
Yep,
oh,
glass coffin.
True.
All right, question number five.
Bam, bam, bam.
What does the... Oh, sorry. Wrong one. Where does the DC come from in DC Comics?
Forrest.
Sean.
Detective Comics.
That is correct.
And he's on the board!
Yes!
Yes!
Halfway point, Sean is in the lead. Question number six.
I never keep that.
Well, you got one question correct, so...
Yeah.
Eggs.
All right.
Eggs on my pizza.
Besides Earth, which planet does not have its name shared with a Roman god?
Oh.
Ooh.
Nia?
Mars?
No.
Forest.
Forest.
Mercury?
No.
Nia. Pluto?
No. Sean, you gotta guess?
Yeah, I want to say the sun.
That's not a planet, though.
Oh, it's a sun.
Forest. Uranus.
Yep.
Uranus.
He said it.
How can you not?
Yeah, Pluto's god of death. Mars is war god. Mercury is the messenger god.
Nice.
Jupiter is sky god. So.
Look at you guys.
I know my stuff. I'm smart. Right. Question number seven.
But your pronunciation of words sometimes.
Shut.
Wow. It's okay. I do it too.
Okra? Oprah.
All right. What was the first... You done?
Yeah. Sorry.
You ready to share with the class?
I'm laughing.
What was the very first television game show?
The very first one.
As in, like, what did they do?
It's not Jeopardy.
The title?
Right?
No.
Like what it was. Like what
so a description of the game.
Well, I guess the name of the game is a little bit better.
Oh, okay. Forest. The Price is Right.
No.
Oh.
Sean. What's my line?
No.
Damn.
It's something that you would normally see in schools. Like it's a competition that you would see in schools a lot of times.
Nia. Jeopardy.
No.
Forest. Spelling bee.
That is correct.
Wow.
Yeah, a spelling bee.
The hint helped me.
All right, question number eight.
I was going to say tag.
Tag?
Tag.
In school.
All right. What year did cans of Coke first appear?
Cans.
Ooh. Sean.
I'm
going to say 19. Am I close?
He's closest. You're closest.
Wow. Am I close so far?
You're close so far.
I'm not close so far. 1980. Am I doing good? Am I doing good? No?
1970.
Okay, I was going to say 1982 is what I was going to say.
No.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
1976.
That. No, you are not the closest, Forrest.
I would go 72.
No. No, Nia. Keep going earlier, Nia.
Really?
1967.
No.
With those peel tabs, you peel the tab off the top.
Oh, that's right. There was those peel tab ones. I forgot about those.
Movies and stuff, you'd see.
Versus the Oh, gosh. Okay. Sean. 1968.
No. You said 67, right?
I did.
She's still closest. Keep going. Keep going back.
Nia, 1963.
No.
Wait, still
Sean.
Further back?
Yeah, Sean.
1959.
Okay, we're finally in the right decade.
Jesus.
Did Michael J. Fox drink from one in 55?
That is correct!
Yay!
1955, Forrest.
And that was a tab.
Wow. You haven't ordered anything yet. How do you have a tab?
Question number 9. What nickname did Al Capone have that he intensely hated?
Sean.
Yeah. Sean.
Scarface.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Don't call me Scarface.
Yeah. All right. Question number 10. Last question of the game.
Whoop.
Oh.
All right. What is the most common name for popes to adopt when they become a pope?
Sean.
Sean?
John.
That is correct.
Hey. Not Paul.
No, or Ringo.
Or Ringo.
Pope Ringo.
Which one?
Yeah.
There Pope you go. Ringo.
All righty. Well, there we go, guys. That is the show.
Ooh. And right on time when my headphones fall off. Like, the headphones said, okay,
did you have fun going out there, though?
Yeah, it was fun.
Awesome. Awesome. Cool deal. All right, guys. The show's website is yourweeklydose.com. Facebook page is Your Weekly Dose. Twitter and Instagram is at Your Weekly Dose 1.
My Instagrams are Nia Caitlin Ketstever, Ketstever Studios, and the third one, thepassionproject.ks.
You can join us at Cerritos College next weekend for some
live
performances. Woo! In the theater department. Check it out on CerritosCollege.com. See you there.
All right. And guys, don't forget, you can listen to past shows on Delmarva Talk Radio, 7 a.m. Wednesday through Friday mornings, and also on Lime City Radio at noon Wednesday through Fridays. And if you enjoy the show, please don't forget to tell your friends about us, because we can't grow without you. So help us spread the word about this program. And tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your relatives, tell anybody that you want. Tell the guy I'm walking on the street walking his dog. We don't care. We dare you to do it. So until then, have a good time. Enjoy it, and we'll be good to each other. We'll see you guys next week. But I cut some cord and I shouldn't have done it, and it won't forgive me after all these years. Ooh. Ooh. So I sent it to a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh. Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.